The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 587. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Five time in 87 episode.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Brian Majoma.
Yo, Tony, I got a question.
What's up?
What's worse than being cooked online by a pizza company?
What's worse?
Being cooked online by a pizza company that can't cook pizzas.
Damn, man, that's some true shit. That was funny. We will talk about that. Oh, there's the people on. Oh, they were in the chat. It's just that I had to refresh the chat. What's going on, people? By the way, sorry for the tardiness. I was trying to give some of our tardy panelists some time to get on, but I don't know where motherfuckers are tonight. You know, Brad, I know where he's at. He actually did pop in beforehand, but, you know, he had migraine and shit, and he didn't watch the show. So, because, you know, it's going to be all about state of play tonight. Chris, I don't know.
I don't know.
And Rich may join us from sunny L.A. We will see what happens, you know. But you got us. All right, man. So yeah, we may get to some other stories, but you know what we're gonna do. The whole show is basically gonna be say to play because it was an hour long. Hey, there's Chris. There we go. You know, I'm glad. Shout out to Reggie.
Reggie, man, shout out to you. Oh no, that's Barry Burton
Make it rain, Barry Burton. Let's go.
Thank you, man.
So Chris, I purposely delayed the intro, and now you're here, so this is good. Anyway, yes, we will be talking about state of play, doing our usual. We're going to run through every game announced, and shout out to GameSpot here because they actually had the games in order, you know? Making it rain right now, son. Let's go. Shout out to Fergus Mills, you know, everybody. You're all subscribing tonight. All right, man. So, yeah, again, and this was, you know, the big one-hour show. They even had it in theaters and stuff. Even though I thought overall it was pretty good. Some controversy, people. We will talk about all that. All right, so the show kicked off with an extended gameplay look at Marvel's Wolverine. Basically, it was like a mission of him trying to free some of the Morlock kids. And the game's fucking brutal, which I enjoyed. No limbs being hacked off, which was a little disappointing. Because again, I'm comparing this shit to X-Men Origins Wolverine, which is like the definitive Wolverine game. This is as bloody in terms of like, you know, the hemoglobin and all that shit. But yeah, no limbs flying. And I do like that his feeling factor is intact, even so much that his suit heals. You know,
did his suit heal in this? Because I did.
See, yeah. Because cut out of him and they kind of healed up.
Even the old X-Men Origins Wolverine game, they used to not heal his tank top. He used to have the tank top and that thing would not grow back.
Yeah.
Everything else would. But
in this one, it seems selective because by the end of the trailer, you actually saw damage, but in the beginning, he's getting shot up, it's getting all fucked up, and then it all grows back. Video game stuff, so I'll let it slide, because by the end of it, he's just going to be a naked red guy, if he, you know, if they kept it realistic. Oh, man. But yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was pretty brutal. I also enjoyed seeing Scarlet Witch in there. Yeah. Somebody actually said that. Oh my god, it's Scarlet Witch. You dumb motherfucker, man. Tell me you haven't read the comic books without telling me you haven't read the comic books. You MCU bitch. You know?
What the hell? Seriously, has it been that long since Jean Grey has been on a fucking thing?
Yeah. Like, hey, maybe Capcom was right. People have forgotten about the X-Men.
And they're going to get reminded again with this stupid Doomsday movie because the X-Men are in it. Jean Grey is in it, you know, Famke Janssen. So they get their little reminder.
Yeah. But yeah, what'd you guys think of the Wolverine gameplay?
I mean, it looked fine. I need to see a bit more. You know what I mean? Like, it looked, you know, it was a nice on rails looking section, but I'm like, what are we doing? Is it going to be like an open worldy thing? Like
they
like
said the, it's not.
Like they're, you know, is it just going to be like on rails, like the way you know, X-Men Origins Wolverine was, where it's like you just get to a level and you're just like, you know, you do all of that stuff. So
probably that. They said it's not open world. Yeah, they said it's a linear experience.
I mean, that's interesting, but one thing I noticed from the last little trailer, it looks like it's a remake of X-Men Origins Wolverine. Like, what in the section where he's jumping from those trucks. Yeah. he was in the Weapon X facility and he was saving mutants doing the same damn thing. So are we just gonna get like the, you know, in other words, the nicer Insomniac version of whatever that game was? Because let's just be honest, the original Spider-Man, as much as I like it, is literally a remake of Spider-Man 2, the movie game.
Yeah, that's right. Or,
like, Dr. Octopus is the main villain, a lot of the story bits. You know, just saying.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was pretty good. I was joking because I was watching it with Kristen and I was like, hey, it's been 18 years. I finally got a sequel to X-Men Origins Wolverine here. all that was missing was like Sentinels. But I saw
they show a Sentinel in one of the other episodes, and Wolverine is fighting it.
Yeah, there will be Sentinels in the game, yes.
But I really agree with Manny. I feel like Insomniac played the shit out of X-Men Origins Wolverine. So oh shit, write that down.
Yeah. And,
but I agree. I do like some of the other things I saw. Like, I think there's a scene of him in Madripoor and he's patched, you know, he's in the white and everything and he's fighting. I'm like, seeing that, so that's cool. But, I need a little more than that because I heard that the X-Men don't exist in this thing.
Yeah, they're called the Team X or something like that.
Why you gotta change?
It's a weird one because they sort of suggest in that last Spider-Man game, Spider-Man 2, the X-Men are there.
Yeah, and I heard this game takes place in the same universe.
Yeah, so yeah, when is this game, if they're like little hints of them being there in the Spider-Man game, when does the Spider-Man game take place compared to this X-Men adventure?
Yeah, who knows? Hard to say. But yeah, what about the rest of you guys? What do you think of that gameplay?
I thought it looked good. It looked to me like it's a Spider-Man / Uncharted clone or a baby.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's going to have a lot of the pace and the action of a Spider-Man game, but also with a lot of the Spider-Man also had a lot of great set pieces as well. I feel like it's Insomniac, you know, doing what they do best. Hopefully the story's good for this game. We did get that Jean Grey stuff, so I wonder if any other X-Men are going to show up. Maybe this can lead, because it looks like Insomniac is now the Marvel studio for Sony. So I wonder if this leads on to, you know, other type of X-Men games in the future.
Wait, are you muted?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm muted.
Yeah, I was like, what happened?
My bad.
I thought it was me.
Yeah, no, because what happened is I muted myself to clear my throat, but I thought I unmuted it, but I didn't. I'll repeat that anyway. Logic Win says it's a nitpick, but I hope the final game lets you toggle whether or not you want the blood on your outfit to disappear. Well, they said you could actually turn the blood off, so but I don't know about that specifically. You know.
You just want a clean ass Wolverine.
Yeah, right. But he wants the blood to stay on. You know, he wants that red Wolverine. Did I see Omega Red in this, or am I bugging?
Yep, yes, Omega, Red is in it. Sabretooth, Mystique. You know, I guess he's the only one. He's not in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, right.
Omega Red.
Yeah, Brian, what are your thoughts, bro?
I thought it was fine. Again, there was nothing wrong with it. Nothing stand out. It looked exactly as I thought it would be, given its Insomniac's track record with Spider-Man. It's, again, set. There's few set pieces, few spectacles. It makes sense that they would do some combat where you team up, given Spider-Man 2. So, yeah, again, it looked fine. I'm not overly sold yet, because, again, the two things that irk me is lack of limbs being destroyed, because, again, it's one of the things I hate, where somehow Wolverine's claws can cut through some things, but not everything, because plot demands it. And the suit's regenerating. I think that's dumb. I think the best thing to do is just give them the Hulk treatment, where everything is removable apart from the shorts, and then just leave it at that. So I'm sure everyone would be happy. Again, the blood thing, I think I can understand why people would want to see blood on there, but at the same time, I honestly have no, I don't care either way. So, but yeah, I think it's fine. I probably won't even buy it, but I think it's fine.
Yeah. Logic Win says, question for the panel. Since this game is rated M, how much will that impact its sales potential? Probably it'll help it. Remember, games are not movies. M rating gets you sales. You know, most games are rated M. So, you know, it's not like the movies where, you know, that could hurt you, you know, so it'll be fine. That's not going to be an issue. I mean, I'm assuming the Spider-Man games weren't rated M, but I'm having a hard time thinking of
what teen.
Yeah, because I'm like,
for teen games.
Because generally, most games are rated M, you know, because they're blood and cursing and all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, not, I mean, there is quite a bit of games that are M, but I mean, like, I would say it'd be more surprising to also realize how many games that you may like are just T for teen games, because there's quite a bit of those too.
Yeah, but I'm having a hard time thinking of any right now. But regardless, it's not going to hurt Wolverine sales, you know.
No, I mean, you know, Wolverine's got knives for hands. I mean, yes, you know, knives on the end of his hands. What is he going to do? He's going to be like, punch them. He's like, anytime he's going to retract them to punch everybody. Essentially do like the X-Men cartoon where he only cuts things that can, you know, like metal and robots and stuff. Yeah. But when it comes to people, he has to go and punch them in the face.
Think about it like this. Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto are all rated M, you know? Those are the biggest selling games out there. All right. So there's Wolverine. And next up we had keeping that Marvel train going. Talk on. So we finally got to see some villains in this bitch, because that was the thing this game was missing. So now we got the villain team. It's called the Knights of Doom, and it consists of, obviously, Dr. Doom, who we already know is in the game, Magneto, who does throw sentinels at you, Green Goblin, and Carnage. I'm very happy with this. Not only do I like the designs, but I also like don't get me wrong, I like Venom, but like, yeah, let's switch it up a little bit. So they did a good job there with Carnage. Green Goblin looks fucking crazy. Magneto looks cool, you know? I'm hyped. So now we only have one more team left, the Ghost Rider team.
Yeah, so, like, the funny thing is that, like, I do wish it was a bit more varied, because it's literally, like, an Avengers villain, an X-Men villain, and two Spider-Man villains. I mean, granted, you know, those are fun villains. Like, you've never really had both of them in a fighting game before, though.
They should have had the Mandarin.
You put the Mandarin in like, who's the, I guess, the Dr. Doom, I mean, I guess the Iron Man and Captain America villain would be Dr. Doom. Maybe also, they also had some new characters that showed up in the beginning of that, I don't know who those two characters are.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. It's like, because it seems like they're doing a riff on Contest of Champions, and they changed what the champion looks like. I don't know who that announcer lady is, but the champion himself looks way different than, you know, from the comic books. But it is kind of nicely animated, that little intro, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, what'd you guys think of Tokon?
Looks cool. Still looks good. I'm wondering who the haunted Ghost Rider team would be. Would it be like stuff like
That's what I want.
By Night and want, like a yeah. couple of other, you know,
I'm Blade, bitch.
I'm Blade. Yeah, Blade. Yeah, Blade.
Yeah, like we're like yeah, essentially like Blade, Werewolf by Night, and who is another like haunted? Like,
Morbius.
I mean, yeah, you can put Morbius in there. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can get like real, because it's also could be like weirdos, right? Machine, like something goofy, like Machine Man.
That'd be crazy. But would he fit that supernatural team?
I mean, he's. I feel like it's like you could go two ways. You can go with a supernatural team, or you can go with like a weirdo team.
Yeah, that is also true. Hey, Chris, I got one for you, man. Blaze. not Ghost Rider Johnny Blaze, but the Blaze from the 90s. Remember? That would be crazy.
Or, you know, you could go with like, what's her face?
Do they have enough?
Bloodstone. Like, Elsa Bloodstone.
That'd be cool.
Oh. We put there too.
Yeah, what are you going to say, Chris?
Do they have enough grappler characters? Because they could throw a man thing on his team.
Oh, that'd be good.
Like a big grappler it could just be like three monsters, right? Or four monsters, yeah. That's right.
Get Brother Voodoo in that bitch, you know?
yeah, there you go. There's your team. You got Ghost Rider, Brother Voodoo, or Dr. Voodoo. Wait, is Dr. Strange in this game?
Oh, he, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Is Hulk in this game yet?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Ghost Rider, Doctor, or Brother Voodoo, Werewolf by Night, and the Man Thing.
Yeah. Although, technically, yeah, you're right about the Doctor Voodoo thing, because he is the Sorcerer Supreme at the moment.
He's the Sorcerer Supreme, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tokon, let's go. All right. Next up. This one was already leaked, but, you know, we finally got the reveal. Rayman Legends Retold, people. This was a game I couldn't say anything about because I had played it like a couple weeks ago. My write-up went up right after the show. Yeah, basically, it's Rayman Legends in 2.5D. I mean, everything is actually rendered in 3D, but it still has the 2D play style. And it looks dope. Launches October 1st, and it even has some new levels, some new like Panzer Dragoon like levels, or Star Fox, yeah, for the kids. but yeah, it's dope stuff, man. I love the original game, and I really enjoyed what I played of it. What do you guys think about Rayman coming back?
Is it really coming back? It's just a remake.
Well, Rayman, we haven't had a Rayman game in years.
Yeah, you know? I mean, but it's like it's just a remake of the last Rayman game.
Yeah,
that's my issue with it. It's like it's not even really a new Rayman game. It's like Star Fox, where it's like, hey, look, we dusted off on the last game that you remember.
Yeah,
and gave it some sexy graphics.
Yeah, what were you saying, Chris?
I was he stole my answer because I'm like, yes, this is the third version of Star Fox. You had Star Fox 64. Now this one, it's the same thing. But I'll take it. I mean, it's about Ubisoft. Has a lot of L's to make up for.
Yeah, they tied a W right now. Yeah, I'm giving it a W. Fuck that. You know, I like Rayman. All right. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
No, I'm kind of more leaning towards Chris with this. You know, it's cool. I like Rayman Legends, but you know, kind of wish it was something new.
Yeah,
it could have been a Rayman Legend 2.
Like, that would have been good, you know. That would have been good,
but I guess we have to wait,
bro. I'm so starved for real, you know, for Rayman. Period. I'll take it, and it's only $40, which is good. It has like way more content than the original, and it costs less money, so that's a good thing. All right, next up we got Banjo the Chef, which is apparently a prequel to Dave the Diver. I don't know. I've never played Dave the Diver, so I don't know how this Banjo guy fits into everything. Obviously, you know, I don't give a fuck about this type of game, so I don't really have any thoughts, you know? I didn't play Dave the Diver. I'm probably not going to play this either.
It's funny because Dave the Diver is a totally different game.
Yeah, so I don't know the connection.
He's a character in Dave the Diver. So. Yeah. I think he's the sushi chef in Dave the Diver.
That's what he is here.
Yeah. So yeah. No, he's not the sushi chef. He's a sushi chef in training. Whole idea is that I guess you get to see the origin of how he became the sushi chef in Dave the Diver. But I mean, it's fine enough game. But I really don't have any real connection to Dave the Diver or sort of like a cooking game. which they seem to be turning this into, or, right, you know, this game seems to be.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Bancho, the chef?
Yeah.
All right. We don't care. All right. Moving on. Kimori, a game from one of our favorite developers, Ikumi Nakamura, you know, spooky, you know, she's back.
This was a trailer of at least a few times. We've seen this game before. As for her, it was the launch game. Well, the first game for her new studio, Unseen. And now we actually get to see gameplay. I think last time we saw just a bunch of those characters kind of like traversing around a city and fighting demons. So now you get to know what they're doing, you know, why they're doing it. At least for me on this one, I'd need to see more because I don't know what you're doing. Like, I guess you're collecting costumes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's sort of what it seems like. You could, like, you defeat one of the yokai, or you hunt one of the yokai, and then you get their suit, and then it gives you new abilities. Like, you know, you could see like one turns into an oni and one turns into a kitsune, all kinds of different Japanese, you know, yokai things. So, and it's a co-op, it's three-player co-op game. Some people think that it might be like a Monster Hunter type of title, where, in other words, you and friends hunt a new yokai, and then you get new abilities, or you get parts for a new ability, something like that. It's a little bit, needs a little bit more explanation for me.
Yeah. It says it's three-player co-op, which is interesting. And yeah, combos and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I agree. Yeah, Logic wins. Yeah, he goes, I agree. Manny, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't know either, you know?
Yeah. But, and is it like
the art style looks cool.
It does, yeah.
The art styling is cool, the way the character, like, there's one where, like, I guess a guy has an ability and he's, like, skateboarding up the side of a wall. I'm like, hey, that's kind of fun. So, yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more and get a better understanding as to what she's going to be going for. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, we got, go ahead, bro, if you got anything to say about Kimori.
It looks like, what was the name of her last game, the Tokyo game? I forgot the name.
Yeah.
The platinum game. I'm not the platinum, but the Tango GameWorks game. The one where he did all the little the Kempo stuff.
Yeah, it kind of like you could tell like the art style. You know, it's the same people. So it looks nice. I also like the fact
Ghostwire Tokyo
the traversal. Ghostwire. Yeah, there you go. The traversal in this game looks pretty cool. Like if it's a sort of Sunset Overdrive or Infamous type traversal, so we'll see. Like, yeah, like I hear you guys as well. Like I think I don't know what the game is about. All I know is like Tony mentioned, it's three player co-op and it looks kind of fast paced, so we'll see how it goes, but hopefully it's good. I'm slightly intrigued.
Yeah. All right, moving on here, what do we got? Tomb Raider Legacy of Atlantis, which is a remake of the original Tomb Raider game. We got this. I think this was our first like big look at it for like extended time. It looked good. You know, I loved the first Tomb Raider game. I played the fuck out of that on Sega Saturn. So seeing some of this stuff like kind of brought back memories, you know, but obviously it looked a lot better. And Lara looks good. You know, some people are complaining. I'm like, are you guys faggots or something? She looks good in this fucking game, you know?
Damn, the F word.
Yeah, bringing it back, man. Bringing it back. You know, they took that word away from us. But yeah, I'm there, man. It got delayed, so I don't know when this game's coming out exactly. But yo, they got dinosaurs. So that's a good thing, you know?
I mean, again, we're getting a remake of a remake.
Yeah, because
this game, so Tomb Raider 1 did get remade you know, before on the PlayStation 2 it got remade,
yeah, and then we got another remake that came out, you know, in that collection that came out a couple years ago.
I mean, the collection is not really a remake, it's just sort of like a, you know, what do they call it, a remaster.
Oh yeah, right? Oh, you're talking about the anniversary edition. Yes, I played that was great. Yeah, I'd love Tomb Raider, man. Tomb Raider's dope. So I'm there, man.
So what do you think of the redesign of the villain of Tomb Raider? Because she looks way different now.
Oh, the woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks fine. The blonde lady, yeah. I'm curious to see if they're going to, because, you know, even though like the first game had a story. It was kind of patched together. So I wonder if they're going to like fill in some of the gaps and stuff, you know, make it more cinematic.
All that Atlantis stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but yeah, no, it looks good. Give it to me, you know? All right. Speaking about dinosaurs, there's this dinosaur game called The Lost Wild. Manny, is this going to be one of these games where like, we've seen this before? Cause I don't remember ever seeing this.
I don't know. That one does not come to mind.
Yeah. Because everybody thought this was a Jurassic Park game, but it isn't.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what this one is a bit new to me. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it before.
Yeah, it seems to be a survival game, so that instantly turns me off.
You're like, no.
Like, nah, we're good, you know? But yeah, what'd you guys think of The Lost Wild? Wild.
My first thought was Brian.
Yeah, Brian, what are your thoughts on this game, bro?
We were so fucking close. You have no idea. I was like, is it happening? It can't be happening. It might be happening. Because RE7 was first person, so it might be happening. I was like, is it? No? Yes? No? 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 No?
Like Dino Crisis?
No. Fuck. Yeah, don't care. Not Dino Crisis.
Damn, okay. Fair enough.
If it's not Dino Crisis, ain't nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joining us live from Los Angeles, Mr. Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's Thursday night live.
Yeah, I had to, you already know all the stuff that went down this week. I had to get on here.
Oh, that's what's up.
We had to make it.
Yeah. So, Rich, you know, no surprise. We're like giving our impressions of every game showed at State of Play. Right now, we're talking about your favorite game, The Lost Wild. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, you're talking about the Jurassic Park game.
Yes.
For one thing, I definitely would like to hear what Brian thought about this game.
Yeah, he did. He's not happy that it's not Dino Crisis. He gave us his thoughts.
I mean, yeah, I agree. That's, you know, we need to see another Dino Crisis. Is this a first party game or is it a third party game? That would be my question.
Yeah, I don't know who the developer is. It's a good question. Somebody look that up.
I was just looking at that before. It's a logo I recognize. Let me look at it.
Yeah, anyway.
It says Great Ape Games and Annapurna Interactive.
Annapurna. So they're publishing it.
Annapurna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's PlayStation and PC, it seems. All right.
Logos?
Yeah. Where's the logos? The logo boys, where you at? All right, man. Moving on here. Silent Hill Townfall. This is another look at the game. Again, I've never played Silent Hill, so I don't have any, you know, skin in the game here. But what about the rest of you guys?
It's another take on the Silent Hill world. And this one looks like it's going to be first person, somewhat like the free to play game they put out not long ago. Was it not Townfall? What was that one called? The Short Memory or The Short Message. That was what it was called.
Oh, that garbage.
Yeah, but this one's not developed internally by Konami. That one apparently was, I think. So, yeah. But again, it's like, okay, another, what is Silent Hill in this world now? It seems to take place in like 1970s Scotland, and the main character, I don't know.
But I think it's at least the 80s, because he has that kind of like TV. He has that portable television. That's his static like that. Meter.
Yeah. So they're definitely going with the static this time around, as opposed to the previous one where they just said, we don't need that anymore.
Yeah. Again, Chris, what, day one for you?
I don't know. I'm definitely a fan of the older games, but I've been very, very hesitant with these newer Silent Hill games, especially I played Short Message. That was hot garbage. So I'm going to wait and see. Like Manny said, that was developed internally, but it's like Konami made this? Wow. So I know they gave this one to someone else, But
the last one was also somebody else too.
It was Bloober Team, yeah. It was Silent Hill 2 remake.
No, not 2 remake. What was it? Silent Hill
F?
Yeah. That was another studio. But okay. That one seemed, people seem to like that one quite a bit.
So. Yeah, yeah. That was a decent game. But you know what? You know what I wanna hear tomorrow? Like I do like Silent Hill, I do like my horror games, but I need some Resident Evil in my veins. More. I need more.
I
hear there's a story DLC for this new one, so we'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Unless we have any more thoughts on Silent Hill, we could move on to,
like, it's not Silent Hills, yeah. Though. Don't matter.
Yeah. Another Ace Combat game, Ace Combat 8, The Wings of Thev, I think. Never played any of these games, so I have no input here.
I mean, it's nice that somebody's making plane games, because nobody else seems to be making them except for a freaking Namco Bandai.
I played the last one, and I'll just say this. It has the most incoherent fucking story ever. Like, these titles and stuff don't tell you anything. I played that game. I tried to pay attention to whatever the fuck monologuing was going on, and I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't care. Just give me the briefing. Who do I got to shoot? Okay, let me pick my plane. I bought the freaking Top Gun package. Okay, put me in the F-14. I'm Tom Cruise now. Goodbye. Let me just shoot these guys. I don't understand. I watched that trailer too, and I'm like, yeah, just as incoherent. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what Thief is. Whatever, right? It's just jets.
I always saw those Ace Combat games as just like excuses for you to fly around and shoot shit.
They tack on these like ridiculous narratives in between. Like, if you pay attention to it, it's like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
It's like an incoherent anime that happens.
And they expect you to know, like, the politics going on. There's like weird countries, and it's like, oh, this empire is now attacking this guy's this flying fortress. Blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't care. What side am I on? I don't even know what country I represent.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, that sounds crazy. But yeah, there you go. The game's dropping. We're going to talk about September releases after this, obviously. Okay, so this one was an interesting surprise. Stuntman is back, and it has licensed cars now.
They got me,
from movies. I remember your last experience with Stuntman, Tony.
It didn't go well. Stuntman was the first game I played after GTA 3, and as you know, and that was the first time I learned, you got to give yourself more than 3 months after playing a Rockstar game, because you will not like any game you play afterwards. And this was the unfortunate victim of that, you know? So I'm going to go into this one with open eyes, unless I play GTA 6 and I got to wait. Yeah, you know? Because obviously it's like you're playing this big open world game. You can go wherever you want. Then you have to play this very restrictive game where you have to do everything the way it tells you.
The stunt.
Yeah. But that's the whole point. You're the stunt, you know? So I think it's cool that this series is back. They got the fucking, bro, when they had Knight Rider, I was like, let's go. You know, and then the DeLorean, excuse me? Yeah, Chris, yeah. I was like, I heard it say, I'm like, let's fucking go.
They got me. They got me with the song. I saw the Miami Vice Testarossa. I saw Don Johnson's White Testarossa. I'm like, oh shit, are they throwing 80s cars in
here? That's it. I was already sold, and then they threw in the DeLorean. I'm like, all right, let's go. So that'd be crazy. Imagine if you like get the DeLorean up to speed, and then you go back in time to the original Stuntman game. That'd be fun.
You know, there was a it was Driver that did something like that, where it did like a flashback, and you flashback to one of the previous Driver games with the really hard, difficult. It had this really difficult like training level before you started the game. I think you could do the Easter egg was that you could go back to that original game and attempt that stupid the training mission.
Yeah. So yeah. Any thoughts on Stuntman? Go ahead, Brian.
Okay.
I was about to say that I also got really quite excited because I seen the orange eclipse and I'm like, a callback to Fast and Furious, like the OG stealing DVDs out of the back of the truck, Fast and Furious. I was like, what game is this? And then they started switching up the cars. I'm like, wait, what game is this? Like, like, this makes no sense. And then, of course, you see Kit. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, this is purely a game for people that have culture. So, yeah, I am sold. Like, I never thought I would be sold on a Stuntman game, but here I am. I'm sold. Again, they have the right licenses, they have the right soundtracks to it. I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, I can't. It's something that I never knew that I needed, but it makes sense.
Awesome. When I was watching the trailer, the first thing that came to mind is like, how the hell are they affording all this shit? Like, it's a whole bunch of IPs.
That's a lot of licenses. That's right.
Yeah. So hopefully it's good. I haven't played any of those Stuntman games, so not sure what to look forward to for those. Hopefully they have a Tokyo Drift on that soundtrack.
Oh, that'd be dope. Drifting.
that's all I can ask for. Yeah. Looks interesting.
Yeah. Rich, what do you think of Stuntman? All right, I don't know where Rich. There he is.
Well, sorry about that. I had to. It's a technical issue. I'm good now.
All right.
I thought it looked pretty interesting. I may check it out. And I also had the same vibes of the same things you guys are talking about, for sure.
All right. All right, moving on here. A game called Ill. I wonder if it's going to be the illest game ever.
Unless you mean sick ill.
Yeah. I think that's what it is, but it looks like a hardcore Resident Evil ripoff. You know, all these crazy monsters. Uh-oh. Yeah, Rich, what do you think of this, man? Ill.
Yeah, so I saw this game. It has been shown before. I don't recall when it was first shown, but yeah, I thought it looked pretty good. You know, I know exactly what it is. Like you said, definitely inspired by Resident Evil, first person perspective. So yeah, I'm just glad that it finally got a release date, because I could have swore this game was supposed to come out this year. But every time I saw it, they never had a release date until the video we saw yesterday. So I'm glad it's, I think it's coming next year, 2027.
Yeah.
The game looks good. I mean, some of the villains are pretty freaky. That one head that came out of nowhere and started chewing on and chomping on shit. Yeah, man. It definitely does look like a Resident Evil ripoff, but
well, it also has like Dead Space and Thing elements. Like, there's a scene where the player rips this guy's head off, and then it starts sprouting like spider legs out of it.
Oh, yeah,
god damn.
Yeah, I was like, yo, is this the thing? What's happening here?
Well, the one syllable name.
Title yeah, right.
Name? Ew. I mean, one thing that did stand out to me, I don't know if this is, I don't know whoever making the game is. I think they might be Russian or something, because like the way the characters speak was weird. Like, it just felt like Russian, badly translated.
Yo, Perestroika.
It is, I don't know if it's Studio Mudfish or Monkfish, but the same guy same studio that did Atomic Heart.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And it's weird that the goriest game shown in the showcase is not Wolverine, which is odd. But yeah, it was incredibly visceral. I mean, like, you can shoot a guy's leg off. Like, Jesus. Like, that's disturbing as all hell. But yeah, I'm all in. This is
nice.
This is like the right type of just weird, creepy, disturbing nonsense that I think is fantastic. Like, okay, let's see how weird and creative you can get with these creature designs.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Pretty interesting stuff. All right. And then another game that a lot of us are excited for, Control Resonant, people. Got to see some more stuff. It seems what's Homegirl is in the game.
Jesse is in it.
Yep. Which is pretty cool. And they even had a little shot of the doctor guy in there too.
Yeah. Dr. Darling was at the end. They show the, the other girl is in it too, from the, like, who's like her second in command from the game. So something happened and Dylan is out there, you know, wrecking some shit. But a lot of people are asking, like, what happened to Jesse? Well, she's in it.
Jesse's in it. You know,
I wonder if they'll do a trade off where you can play both of them, you know, or you have like, you know, you can like play her at one point, or you play him, you know, obviously it's his game, but you know, it'd be interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on, man. They're finally out of the oldest house, and all of the world has turned into the fucking Inception / Doctor Strange world. What was it that what do they call that? The mirror dimension? Was that what it was called in Doctor Strange?
I don't even remember. But yeah, I have one worry about this game, but we'll talk about that after we go through all this. But I want to play it. It's just a matter of when I'll play it. You know, September, son.
Uh-oh. Gamageddon. I only have two games from September, so.
Yeah, what about the rest of you guys? What do you think of Control Resonant?
It looks good. I mean, it's one of those games that we've been seeing for a while now in these press conferences. We feel like we're more just ready to play it now. Like, I've seen enough.
Yeah, that's it. You know, give it to me. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, so Tony asked the question, what do you think of Control Resonant? My response, yes.
Yes. That's the correct answer. That's the correct answer. Oh, man. By the way, people are fucking dumb or they just don't do their due diligence. Okay, I'm going to read this tweet that I saw right now. It's for a different game, but it's still about Wolverine. It was relevant. It goes, Wolverine is an odd choice for a video game character because he's not very versatile or interesting like Batman and Spider-Man, who both have very versatile skill sets and tons of gadgets. Wolverine has claws and healing, and he's grumpy. And then somebody quote tweets it with one of the dopest scenes from Wolverine X-Men Origins, like proving that idiot wrong. So basically, Wolverine jumps out of a helicopter with his claws, takes the dudes out, shoves the guy into the blade, fucking head goes off. Then he jumps off the helicopter, and the helicopter explodes. Like, okay, tell me you never played Wolverine's origin without telling me you never played Wolverine Origins, you dumb fuck.
And the thing about it, and that's the opening of that fucking game. That's the first level it does that.
Yeah, that's the first level, you know? I swear, people are fucking dumb, bro. All right, so moving on here.
Okay, just bro. Add.
Yeah.
I think this is also like in another game where we all agree that it looks good and we're all excited for it, because I also think it's quite nice and I'm intrigued to see where the story goes with Control and why what has happened has happened, because that's also has interesting ramifications.
Yeah, look at that, the rare throwdown game that all of us are excited for.
We all agree.
All right. Rich's favorite game of the year, Marathon.
No. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
So, Rich, season two, you're going into this now?
Yeah, so let me go ahead and make this public announcement. You already know what I'm going to say, Tony. I know we have our very good friend, Mr. Weapon X, Reggie. I know he is a huge fan of... Marathon and Bungie, and I recall I told him if Marathon is in this showcase in any way, shape, or form, this showcase automatically getting a point deducted.
Oh, shit.
Because this season thing came out the same day as the showcase. So I feel like, what else do you have to really say about this? If you're going to show a little quick teaser, that's fine. But no. I saw this and I said, so this is all Bungie's going to be doing until, you know, it's time to call it quits. They're just going to keep talking about and supporting Marathon. And I don't understand that. But for those that are fans, hey, get excited. And definitely leave comments and let us know what we're missing. Because I heard this game is amazing, apparently.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if anybody in the comments is going to say that, because I haven't seen a single one of these guys playing Marathon. You know?
They should play that original Marathon. Oh, yeah, you can't play that, can you?
Yeah. So, yeah, we can move on. We don't care about Marathon here. All right, moving on here. Now, this one is an interesting surprise. The whole time I'm watching it's like, I kept saying, unironically, this is an Until Dawn ripoff. No, it's actually Until Dawn 2. No, it's Until Dawn 2.
Like the thing about it is that company, the way they model their characters and the way they move, you can tell it's one of their games.
Yeah.
Like, they have this weird stiffness to them. You ever notice that? Like, their characters, like, don't feel like they have enough, like, joints.
Yeah.
Like, everybody feels like they're weird and stiff. I don't know what it is. But, yeah. Okay, so Until Dawn, they gave those guys I guess they that other game that they put out, the Man of Madonna or whatever the fuck it was called.
Well, no, this is this is not Supermassive. This is Firesprite making Until Dawn 2.
Oh,
Supermassive is not. As a matter of fact, they just got done with Directive 18. What was it? 80/20.
Oh, okay. Yep. So they didn't get them back. So okay. So these are the guys that did the Until Dawn remake.
Yeah, I guess. They did, I don't know what else they've done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But it still looked like stiff like the Until Dawn game. So I guess they did. They got it right, huh?
Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts. I played a little. I played like an hour or two of Until Dawn, and I got bored. And I stopped. You know.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I don't know how this is a sequel to that game. Like that's what I'm like.
Does anybody care about this?
Not really. Let's hope that that lousy movie didn't ruin the franchise for them, though.
That's nobody remembers. Yeah. All right. And then. The last game, because remember, we had two games that had a lot of gameplay. Last game they showed, this was a 23 minutes worth. God of War game. It's a God of War game.
Is it?
Yeah, God of War Lofey. Kratos' wife, dead. Gets her own game. Yep. Why?
The rumors were that it was going to be a prequel. Nope, it's not a prequel. No, it's a continue.
It's a sidequel.
It's a sidequel. Which is like, why I you know, it sort of breaks the what do you call it? Like the catharsis of that first game, right? Like their whole deal was just to go and, you know, bring her ashes to the top of this, you know, to this place and, you know, spread them. And I'm like, oh, lo and behold, she's just in another dimension.
No, yeah. But it you're right about that. It defeats the whole purpose of that, because in this trailer, you get like she acts like, what, I died? Oh my god. And it's like, wait a minute. We just played two fucking other games where everything was set up by her because she knew she was leaving her son and her husband, and she set up stuff for Kratos to fight the Norse gods. Like, she sets shit up, right, so that they're taken care of. And then you make this game and it's like, forget that shit, right? Now we're here with Frank the Cube talking ribbons. And I don't know, like frantic gameplay, and then she can blow up stuff with her freaking mind. It's great.
She can actually jump now. They're like, we brought back jump. I'm like, why did you get rid of it?
by the way, people, you know, who may be hearing this for the first time, Chris wasn't making that up. The cube's name is Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not joking. I know it sounded like I'm just making like.
Steve. It's Frank. You know,
they couldn't name it Frankie, given an Italian accent.
Hey, you know,
it just sounds like Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, no, it's apparently an actor from The Boys. You know,
I hated that show, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so Rich, why are you so hyped for this Lofi game?
Oh, I'm not sure who came up with that theory that I was hyped. Well, let me say this, though. The concept, the story that they are trying to tell with the game, because I did see the interview that they had with Corey Barlog and also the producer on the game. It sounds like an interesting concept. I don't know how well it will work. Basically, you know, being in a world, a afterlife world with gods, sounds somewhat interesting. But again, I don't know how it works. And it sounds also like their goal is to somehow incorporate this into what's happened in the first and last game that came out for Kratos. And they also were very quick to say, hey, Kratos, don't worry. We're going to go back to him later, because they had to make it very clear. No, this is a side story. Kratos' story is not over yet. I think, yes, the game, some of the stuff looks interesting, I guess you could say. I've seen some people say this looks like Forspoken. I never played Forspoken, although I know that game not well received. So they better make sure it's not too close to that, to being like that game. But I don't know. It's for me. It's like obviously I will check it out. I know we will check it out at some point. But I wouldn't necessarily say I'm excited about the game.
The main thought as I watched this was like, what is the point of this, right? Like, it's to me, it's the equivalent of the Black Widow movie, right? Black Widow solo movie, cool. She's fucking dead. I don't care, you know? Same thing with, oh, you love Star Wars? You should watch Andor. The guy's fucking dead. I don't care, you know? It's like, so to me, this seems like an absolute waste of time. You know, like, if this was a DLC, sure, you know, fine. But this is a full-on God of War game. Why are we focusing on this when we could have instead gotten, like, fucking, like, Atreus was set up for the next game? No, no, we're going to go back. We're going to go back and do this midquel or whatever, wasting everybody's fucking time with this, right? But in all fairness, because this game does take place in, like, the afterlife of the gods, right? If this sets up stuff for the next proper God of War, then I could kind of forgive it, right? But right now, it does seem like we're, like, I'm going to say it seems like it's God of War Ascension. It's a story that didn't need to be told, you know? I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be dead wrong, but that's the feeling I'm getting. But I will say the gameplay does look really cool. The graphics obviously look cool. I'm not happy with what they did to Deborah. Made her look ugly. Hey, how you going to make that fine-ass woman look ugly, bro? And you can't tell me, oh, you just expect her to look the way she did in True Blood. No, I expect her to look the way she does in the fucking thumbnail for this goddamn game. You know, like if you saw the making of, you look at the thumbnail, the actual actress is beautiful. What the fuck did you do to her? You know, so that's one of my bigger, like that complaint is not as big a complaint as the whole, what is the point of this? But it is like, Sony, why do you keep doing this? You know, it's like, why do you make the beautiful actresses ugly? Like, it seems to be a Sony thing, which is interesting. I'm pretty sure other studios have done it too, but Sony seems to be the main one here. And I know some people are complaining, and I think it's actually like fake. I don't think anyone's actually complaining that you're playing as a woman. That's retarded. I think, you know, some people are complaining about the way she looks. I agree with that. But I'm like, yo, this is a fucking goddess, man. She could get down. Kratos ain't gonna marry some, you know, like you know, it's a woman that gets down. She's the motherfucking Loki. She, you know, it's like she's a frost giant. Like, she's gonna get down. So I have no problem with that. The gameplay looks cool. You could jump. And I do find the whole thing of an afterlife of the gods interesting. You saw they even said it. They name dropped Sekhmet. From Egyptian mythology, a fucking Mongolian god. Like, that's cool. I'm down with that. I just hope it's not a waste of my fucking time. Because what are we doing with midquels here? You know, like, if this sets up the next game, sure. But yeah, go ahead, Manny.
Me and these new God of War games, I really don't care for them. I really don't think. Like, I just feel like they just lost, like to embrace the sort of, you know, Souls-ish aspects of them, collecting like items that are like color coded, like green is rare, you know, purple is rare and green is this. I really didn't care for it. And I feel like they're like, and my biggest issue is like, you know, I did play that first one. I thought it was fine, but it wasn't enough for me to come back for two, you know, or, you know,
Ragnarok
five. Ragnarok. I just feel like, why are you, like, on your sense, I'm like, why are we going with this character? She's dead. And then now it's like, I feel like this was just an excuse for Corey to just, you know, Corey Barlog, the director, just sort of like not to be done with any sort of like, current like any one mythology and sort of like doing multiple mythologies.
He's not directing it, by the way.
He's not directing it? Who's directing it?
Some woman.
Oh, okay. So he's not even directing. So what's he doing? Just executive producer of it?
Probably, yeah, but he's not directing it.
Oh, okay. But again, like, it just feels like we're we don't want to do any one mythology, so we'll just do them all.
Yeah.
It feels like it, like, at least in my early impressions of it, just feels about as scatterbrained as God of War 2, where, you know, it wants to do so much stuff, but it really doesn't if you cut God of War, a lot of God of War 2 out, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like the beginning part matters, and the part where Athena dies matters. Yeah. The ending matters, but all the shit on the stupid island of time and all that other stuff doesn't even matter. You know, doesn't even need to be there.
Yeah, Corey Barlog game too.
Corey Barlog. Yeah, I pretty much agree with the sentiment. I don't know where this is leading to. Hopefully, yeah. Like Tony said, it leads to something important, like getting Kratos. And because we always talked about, okay, so. We're kind of done with the Norse gods for the most part. So like we got to move on to the other set of gods, you know, Kratos got to be mad about something. So we need, you know, how do you introduce him? If they can find a way to do that well in this, then I guess it'll be kind of worth it. I do like the combat does look good. I actually prefer the way the combat looks here than in Wolverine. Obviously Wolverine,
you different know, kind combat. Yeah.
With the blood, but I don't know this combat looks a lot more intuitive and more you know, it's got a lot more to do. The whole thing with the story, I do agree with the whole thing with her, you know, just showing up out of nowhere and the convenience of having her you know, having her own story. It's like we spent the past two games sort of mourning her. Yeah. And you know, appreciating her passing and how she left everything behind, so you know, both Kratos and Atreus can, you know, survive and, you know, just, you know, oh no, I'm back now. Hopefully.
Yeah.
So I hope like it's not her like, oh, like making her way back into their lives.
Oh,
I
don't man, want to kind of ruin undermine stuff. Everything. Yeah, it really would.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I hope it doesn't end up to be that the cube. I don't know how the hell to think Frank. About that. That's just, yeah. Frank.
Yeah,
that's I don't know, man.
That's D&D shit. There's a gelatinous cube.
You could tell the cube is basically her Atreus, you know, the side character that does
oh, yeah.
things, you know?
Yeah, she's, oh, yeah. It's the Atreus, and it's also, you know, the sword and the cube are like the head and Atreus in anything. Like, so they could sit there and just explain to her
yeah,
what both. This world is, you know, who Sekhmet is and all that stuff, sort of stuff. So they're the surrogates for the audience.
That's right.
Maybe you'll get into what she saw in fucking Kratos. Cause Kratos doesn't even get into that on his side of things. He's just mourning that she's gone, but it's like, how the fuck did these two meet?
Yeah, maybe we'll find that out. Yeah. You know, I know they met and they fought, you know,
yeah,
and they almost killed each other. And, you know, and then they probably smashed afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you mentioned, she like for those saying that, you know, what is she doing, you know, fighting all these dudes like in Ragnarok, they explain, you know, she fought freaking Thor.
Yeah, she gets
they down. Destroyed a town.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like they just brought it up out of nowhere. And the cube. Yeah, that. Not only is it Atreus, but replacement, but I think it's also the comedic relief replacement of, you know, the name of that elf kind of dude that, yeah, that was kind of funny.
That's right. Yeah.
So I feel like I feel like that's him also. So we'll see, man. It's a big risk to take because, you know, the past two games were pretty good. And also, you know, the whole thing with Loki, you had the makings for, you know, another character that sort of was the heir apparent to the franchise, even though you probably can't get rid of Kratos.
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well,
they obviously can't get rid of Kratos in this game because he's making fucking cameos every time she's like seeing him. So he has to be in a God of War game, even if he just shows up for like 2 seconds and goes like this and then walks off.
Yeah. I'll go around the room because I want to hear everybody's thoughts. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, just add to what Tony said at the very start. This is Kratos' second dead wife now.
Yes.
So, amazing track record there, mate. But my thought was total and complete apathy the whole time. And then I fell asleep twice.
Wow.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm just sat here just thinking to myself, I don't care either way that this game exists. I would love to be mad about the cube, but again, complete apathy to it. It's just like the only thoughts I have is having seen that combat and having played, I think I'm up to like 100 something hours in Black Desert Offline, is that it just looks incredibly stiff, and it just doesn't look fun to play at all. Like, it just looks off in so many ways. So that's like the only thought I have. I mean, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about how she looks. I don't care about the fact that it's a woman now. I don't care that it's a side story. I don't care about somehow the color palette is now very purple. I don't care about the cube. I don't care about the talking ribbons, which will just be like, again, as Manny said, is it Ymir? The head?
Yes.
That and the boy will just be lore dumping and telling you how to solve the puzzles. I don't care about any of that. I don't even care that was it? You said that the cube's name is Steve or something stupid?
Frank, literally Frank.
I don't care that that's there. Like, I think it's cool that they have Egyptian gods, because I love me some Egyptian mythos, but that's the only thoughts I have, is that the combat looks a bit meh, and Egyptian mythology is great. That is literally the only thing I feel when I watch all of this. Whoever described this this as 20 minutes of gameplay, I hope they don't do finances, because they don't understand how numbers work.
By the way, Brian, you brought up something that kind of triggered me. So with God of War, one of the things about God of War, trigger warning. One of the cool things about God of War is, like, yeah, the purpose is killing the gods of whatever mythology you're set into, right? But a lot of these gods, you know, you get to know them. You know, you live their environments. You know the politics of the whole situation, motivations, all that stuff. What scares me about this game is, like, we're doing Mongolian mythology, Egyptian mythology. Maybe they'll do Aztec or Mayan mythology. Or they'll do some other mythology. It's just like a speed run of all these mythologies. You don't really get to and you don't really get to know any of these characters, or
I don't like that hodgepodge thing. And I think what Brian says is correct. And they had hinted that he could possibly encounter the Egyptian gods, right? I mean, they had what's his name? Tyr. They had Tyr use Egyptian weapons, and they showed some other shit in one of those giant murals you go into. I think that you don't need a bridge like this to go into, like, oh, let's toe, like, Carlos, I'm going to steal your toe dip. They toe dip into each mythology, right? You got Aztec toe dip.
My toe dip is mine.
We got Egyptian toe dip. Hell, who knows? Anything goes, right? You know, but you don't need a stew. You just need a simple reason for Kratos to get pissed off and start ripping off heads, right? The Egyptians fuck with him. They fuck with his family, whatever. It's very simple, right? Men are very simple. Kratos is a simple man. Don't fuck with him, right? And that's all you need to do to bring him into Egypt. You know, why'd you guys fuck with my son, wife, whatever it is? Now you're going to die, right? Simple. We don't need a bridge story. Like Pony said, this is pointless.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
Yeah, don't take that away from Manny, motherfucker.
I did the toe dip.
Rich, what are your thoughts, man?
Okay, yeah. So I have two questions for Tony, and you guys can answer as well. Although one, I'm going to start off with this one because I already know what Tony's answer is. So Tony, if this game has any roguelike elements in it, will you be continuing to play it, or you say, "Nah, son, I'm done"?
Oh yeah, no, roguelike, I'm done, absolutely done. Fuck that shit. Yeah, but you know, but to expand on the question, I'll be honest, man. The only reason I'm going to play this game is because I know Sony's going to send me a code. You know, because I have no interest in it. By the way, I'm looking literally at a video of Deborah, right? Not from 20 years ago. Not from 5 years ago, right now. This is from the documentary of God of War Lofi, right? The woman is beautiful. Sony, what the fuck did you do? Okay, it's amazing to me. Anyway, go ahead, Rich. What's your other question? Look at her.
Okay.
Anyway, go. I'll stop.
And my other question is that, and I think you can answer this as well as you guys, anybody can answer this. Because this is taking place in the afterlife, do you guys think they will have Faye encounter any enemies that Kratos has already defeated? Like some of the other gods.
Absolutely. She's going to beat all the gods that Kratos killed, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be interesting because we're going to see your boy Ares show up, probably Zeus, you know?
Uh-oh.
And she's going to be like, oh, Hercules. It ain't going to be Kevin Sorbo, though. I'll tell you that. You know, they don't like him anymore Hollywood. No, imagine if Faye had to do the same thing. Keep punching Zeus until the screen turns red, you know? I go, I remember how my husband beat you. I know how to do this. Oh, man. They will show up. Athena will be there. All that shit, you know?
Or it'll be a situation. It'll be like, yo, you're Kratos' wife?
You?
Oh, well, wait, let's go.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious if they all died because of Kratos. Oh, yeah, I killed all of those.
Well, he kind of did. He killed a lot of them, you know? Yeah. They're all going to gang up on her, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That Polynesian guy, I got him too. Okay. I got Maui.
I got a question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Remember the homegirl goddess, whatever. I don't know which mythology she was part of. I forget.
Oh, Sekhmet?
The
Egyptian girl?
Yeah. The Egyptian one.
Yeah.
She had to, like, she's like something showed up on the other side of the map or something. Was there an illusion, allusion to what it was, or was it just...
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't even... They'll probably answer that in the game, you know?
Yeah. Does that mean that since Sekhmet is in there, does that mean that... That Anaxanamun will be in there.
Maybe. Well, Anaxanamun was in a fucking... Yeah. They weren't gods, though. I know. You know, they were only in the movie.
In the Mummy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to name any names, but there's a prominent YouTuber who I watch sometimes, but he's definitely on the side that is against this game, where he said that he wants... he would have liked if the... God of War game with Thor would have showed his journey of becoming worthy enough to wield a hammer. And it's like, bro, that's a Marvel thing. Anybody could pick up that fucking hammer in Norse mythology, you know? So you can't go around like saying this is inaccurate when you don't know your fucking lore, you know? The hammer is that's a Marvel thing, you know?
I know that.
I will say Thor might show up, right? You never know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but, he does have issues.
And your boy Odin. Let's go. I liked Odin. He was cool. It's for the family, you know? like an Italian gangster.
Yeah. Well, they did show the masks. Remember the mask from the game? I wonder what that has to do with all that.
Again, if this game leads to the next God of War, if it sets up that story, I can forgive it, you know? But right now it just seems pointless, but we'll see, you know. All right, and that's State of Play, you know. Really big show. Man, like I said in the title of the show, very divisive. Some people were fucking happy. I thought it was good overall, you know. I got to see Wolverine and Tokon. I'm happy as a motherfucker, you know. Okay. But some people were like, yo, I went to the theater for this shit. They were not happy, you know.
That's because they didn't drink the special alcoholic beverages to essentially give them beer goggles, so they think everything is amazing.
Yeah, right. It's funny, man.
I think the show was okay, but my biggest disappointment with it is that literally most of the titles that are on there, they're either sequels, remakes, or and sequels. You know.
Yeah.
I would have liked to. I mean, other besides Ill and that other, what was it? The other game, the dinosaur game, and then the other one. Those are the only ones in there. But they're not even. Oh yeah, and her unseen game. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I wanted to see some more new things that we hadn't fully seen, as opposed to like, okay, we knew that Wolverine was going to come. We knew we already didn't know about Faye, but we did know there was going to be a Faye game.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was already leaked. That's correct. By the way, I know I think GameSpot probably wisely skipped it. There was some PlayStation Plus shit. They even had they skipped this. They skipped Animusha, you know?
Oh, yeah. Animusha has a demo.
Yeah,
there's a demo. They just showed a trailer, but the Animusha has a demo that you can
play. Okay, that's probably why they skipped it. Because there was a Phantom Blade Zero. That's another one where you know, we already kind of know saw.
You've seen enough.
Yeah. Fucking Dune Awakening. Fuck that bullshit. Another survival game.
What if Paul Atreides didn't do all the shit he did?
Here's another one that they skipped over. No Rest for the Wicked, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. They don't like that. They don't like that Iron Maiden album.
Oh yeah, and then here's this one, and I know Riku, and I'm not exaggerating. He went nuts over this shit.
Dynasty Warriors 3 remake.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, PlayStation Plus. So that there's everything right there. Rich, what are your thoughts overall for this show? And anything else you want to jump in with?
Well, I agree a lot of what Manny had to say. I wanted to see more first-party titles. Obviously, they had some third-party stuff in there, and I already knew which games were third-party, but I would have definitely liked to have seen some first-party stuff. But I must say this, I am very disappointed that Chris and Carlos's most anticipated game, Intergalactic, no update. So that means that Naughty Dog game ain't dropping until maybe 2028 at the earliest, I would think. But we'll see.
Yeah. All right. If we don't have any more thoughts, I want to kind of dive into a related story. The fucking flood of games in September, bro. And keep in mind, Summer Game Fest has not started yet. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be even more games dropping in September. And you know why. Everybody wants to avoid GTA 6, bro. They don't want to get anywhere near that shit. You know, so I'm going to list all the games that are dropping in September alone. Mm-hmm. On September 1st, we got... actually, before I move on, should I list the prominent games or every game? Because there's some bullshit games in here.
No, just
the prominent games.
Do the prominent games.
Okay. Yeah. So
ones that people kind of care about.
Yeah. So, and some of these games, you're going to get fucking lost. Blood of the Dawnwalker at September 3rd. That's from the Witcher guys. That's their game.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was coming out so soon.
Red, yeah.
Yeah.
How come that wasn't shown in this fucking thing?
And maybe Jeff Keighley has it, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He could have it. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. September 8th, we got a Halloween game. September 9th, we got Phantom Blade Zero. September 15th, again, I'm skipping. Go ahead, Rich.
They moved Phantom Blade to October. I saw that also. Okay. Last minute.
We'll see what happens. Wolverine, September 15th. They're remaking Destroy All Humans 2. Okay. Oh, they're porting it to Switch. Okay.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Warhammer is coming September 17th. So is Trails in the Sky 2. Riku, where you at?
Trails in the Sky.
Dune Awakening September 22nd, as well as
nobody's gonna play that.
No one's survival game. Oh, so I gotta say this. Why are they fucking shooting guns? There's lore in there to tell you why they don't have guns in the fucking universe, because it'll cause nuclear explosions. No, we're having fucking guns. Stupid. September 24th, this is tying it back to what I said before. I'm frightened for this game. I'm scared for this game's life. Control Resident. I think it's going to get fucking... Bro, that comes out a week after Wolverine. No one's going to be playing this fucking game. They're going to be playing Wolverine, you know? That is very upsetting. So that's and then what the same day Silent Hill Townfall. That's insane.
Someone's got to move.
And then the day after, Carlos, Onimusha.
Yeah, that's nuts.
3 days after, September 28th, Ace Combat,
the game again.
Yeah, and then you know some other horseshit games here, but yeah, that's a lot of games. Dropping in one fucking month. And again, Summer Game Fest has not started at time of this recording, so there will probably be even more September releases. Nobody wants to get near fucking November, bro. Man,
also they don't want to launch after it, right?
Yeah, they don't want to launch. Yeah,
all that Tuesday, like you're talking like probably a $1 billion marketing campaign and just the time sink that everybody's going to jump into that game. Like if you launch after it. No, you gotta give it a wide berth. Yeah, you just fucking 2027. Push it.
Man, that's crazy. So that's your game again. Get ready, you know? And then the last story I want to talk about here. This one gave people heart attacks. including myself. So a story came out that James Bond games died. By the way, I beat it. The game is fucking awesome. You know, IO Interactive developed it and published it, right? So the report came out, and this is, it's verified that Amazon will, moving forward, will have more creative control and be publishing the game. So you know what I thought? Oh, you motherfuckers better not get rid of IO Interactive, you know? Well, and thankfully, they made a statement that said, no, IO Interactive is still involved. You know, we're not, they didn't say they're involved. They said they were happy with what they have and they would like to continue working, but they didn't guarantee anything.
Which is what they should have said at first, because the number one, they don't own IO Interactive. That's the number one. And then this game was done before the acquisition, you know, the acquisition of MGM. But the thing about it is, like, these fucking assholes at Amazon are literally fucking shooting, like the iron is not even hot. The game is still, it just came out. It's getting all kinds of great,
you mean the iron is still hot?
Yeah, the iron is still hot, and they're throwing out stupid ass fucking press release. They really should have said, we are happy with the reception of 007 First Light, and we look forward to the future of the title. That's it. But they need to go into all this stupid detail, like, oh well, we didn't you know, this was done before our thing, or they're not going to be involved. Fuck, don't say that shit. Just shut up, let the fucking game make its money, and then at the end of all this stuff, then you make your announcement, oh, hey, you know, because of the reception of this game, we're working on a new title. They don't even need to say if IO is even involved.
Yeah, but because that was people's worry, mine too, like, oh, is Amazon Studios or whatever going to produce this fucking game? Because we've seen what happens when they do that, you know?
Yeah. They kill as many studios as fucking Microsoft does.
It's crazy. Again, I'm forgetting the name of the fucking game, but I remember I reviewed one of these Amazon game releases, right?
You mean the one that they instantly retracted?
Yeah, so I put out my review, which became irrelevant 2 weeks later when they removed half the features, and then a month later they killed the fucking game, you know? So it's like, what are we, I don't trust this company. You know, when it comes to games, so they better do the right thing and keep letting IO Interactive cook. You know, because that James Bond game is fuck. That James Bond game is the best James Bond anything since Casino Royale. You know, it's fantastic. Don't fuck it up. You know,
shout out to the fish.
You know, bro, they set shit up for the next game too. You know, I'm like, fuck. I want to say more, but I'm not gonna. I'm not Adam. You know, the only thing I will say is, the game.
Oh, chill, Adam.
No. The game has the chance to rectify something that the movie's fucked up. That's all I'm gonna say about that. You know, but let IO cook, bro. Let him cook.
Yeah, let him cook. Let them. They obviously know how to make a game. So just leave them the fuck alone and let you just collect the goddamn money off of you, dumbasses. Stop shooting yourself. Come here, in the slap foot.
You. You know,
yeah, come on, man. Like, I get it. You know what? Amazon doesn't need them. I mean, they can do that stuff on their own, but then watch, they're just gonna burn a bunch of money and then end up closing another fucking studio. So let these guys do what they need to do and make you some fucking money and shut the fuck up,
you know,
and play.
Yeah, shut the fuck up,
shut play. The fuck up and play. Well, they're not playing because they're a bunch of rich assholes.
Yeah, any thoughts on this?
Again, like the Amazon always getting in the way of something that's good.
Yeah, go play 007. Game's fucking awesome. You know? All right, man. And that's going to do it for us. So wrapping it up. Rich, man, I know you're living the life right now. You know? So what can people expect this weekend?
That is a phenomenal question. I am at Summer Game Fest. I will be at the live stream tomorrow for Summer Game Fest, and I will also be at the Xbox Showcase event on Sunday. So I would say stay tuned. I know there are some things that I probably won't be able to talk about because some stuff will be under an embargo, but definitely stay tuned, because if there's anything that I can talk about, I will definitely be talking about it on thecoalition.com as well as the Coalition Gaming.
Nice stuff. So yeah, for us, we will be streaming the Xbox event on Sunday. So stay tuned for that. I still haven't decided if we're going to stream Summer Game Fest tomorrow. Maybe we will, maybe we don't. Because it's like 5 p.m. Like, guys, you know, motherfuckers are getting off of work, right? You know? And it's worse for the L.A. guys. It's happening at 2 p.m. You know, imagine if you're at the office and shit, you know? But we'll see what happens. But we will absolutely be live streaming the Xbox event. So, you know, make sure you come back here. That's 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
The
Sharma Show. By the way, I didn't talk about this because I didn't get to see the whole thing, 16 minutes. Asha Sharma gave an interview with Bloomberg, you know, and apparently she was dropping some nuggets. Apparently, you know, she was asked directly what's going on with exclusives. And she kind of said, you know, like Phil did, you know, case by case basis. So she's not ruling them out, interestingly enough. Again, I got to see the interview, but some people were saying, yo, why is this Bloomberg lady asking better questions than actual game journalists? Probably because she's not a game journalist. That's why, you know? Oh, you know, asking some dumbass shit, you know? But yeah, man, that's going to pretty much do it for us, man. The games are coming, and I'm eager to see how many more games are going to be dropping in September, you know? Oh, man. All right. Xbox Showcase is going to be fire, says Logic Wins. I think it has the potential to be very, very good, you know? But Logic Wins, bro. You know what they're also going to have, too? They're going to have logos, bro. So you know it's going to be good. It was something Sony lacked. Oh, the logo bros were out in force after that state of play. What if Sony show any logos for Xbox? Man, shut up. Come over there, slap you, you know? all right, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Check us out on the Discord. Shout out to the Discord crew. Yo, the Discord crew was on fire after that showcase. You know, shout out to them. Shout out to Kishak. You know, we don't hate PlayStation around here, bro. We love them. They're good. And of course, you can find us on every podcast app on the planet. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Rich, the reason that you don't know anyone that has played Forspoken is that no one has played Forspoken.
Unfortunately, Brian, I reviewed Forspoken, and I wish it was forgotten, you know? Trash game, you know? All right, guys, we'll see you twice on Sunday. First for the Xbox stream, and then for the question show. So right now, hold on. Hold your horses. Wait until some of the big Summer Game Fest reveals come out, then start dropping us the questions. You know, so because we want to make that a dedicated Summer Game Fest show. So don't ask us anything that's not Summer Game Fest related. You know, if you ask us what are our top 10 tennis games or some shit, we're not going to answer it. Summer Game Fest. Keep it locked in. You know. All right, guys, we'll see you later.
It's got to be table tennis.
Laters.